This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Later this year, August the 1st to be precise, Belgium, France, and Britain will launch a multi-million dollar series of events to mark a grim anniversary. 100 years since the beginning of the First World War. Remembrances will go on for the next 4 years, but as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports, the commemorations are a diplomatic minefield for Germany and its present-day European allies.
In some corner of a Belgian cemetery, British teacher Rebecca Bartlett reads the Great War's best-known elegy.
If I should die, think only this of me, that there is some corner of a foreign field that is forever England.
She was on the first of a commemorative series of British school visits to the battlefields of the Western Front, showing students like Tom Plowright where their great-grandfathers fought and died.
I think it'll be a great opportunity for people to experience this place and to know what, how many people actually gave their lives in war.
With school visits, concerts, exhibitions and other events, the British government says it wants to honour the 8 million who died on both sides of the conflict, but without pandering to what one minister called a popular left-wing misconception of the war. The notion, reinforced by the musical Oh, What a Lovely War, was that the conflict was a pointless shambles for which both sides were equally to blame. That's not how the British government sees it, nor many historians.
There is a consensus that actually Germany and Austria-Hungary are primarily responsible for the outbreak of the war.
Professor Gary Sheffield of Wolverhampton University, he says the British government is right to say that Britain and its allies were fighting a just war against German militarism.
The Germans fought a war of conquest and aggression, and the British, and indeed the French, found themselves fighting a war, a defensive war, against an aggressive neighbour bent on achieving hegemony in Europe.
100 years on, in the Europe of today, this has an uncomfortable resonance. The German insistence on austerity measures in southern Europe has provoked anti-German protests. Anti-German feeling runs high. In a recent poll, 88% of Spaniards and 82% of Italians said that Germany now dominates the European Union. This may explain the apparent reluctance of the German authorities to commemorate the World War I centenary. Andreas Meitzner in Berlin is in charge of the German events.
We have still to decide what we will do here in Germany this occasion.
And this in a country famous for its foresight and planning. Meitzner says Germany will take part in numerous commemorative events abroad, but he doesn't expect the country to dwell on the issue of culpability.
It's not about responsibility, who is to blame. It's about joint consequences, joint lessons we draw from First World War.
When this lousy war is over, I shall be.
The lesson he hopes that Europe will derive from the commemoration is the huge economic benefit of peaceful integration. But one German newspaper's written about the danger of tearing open old wounds. And like the Great War, it won't be over before Christmas. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.